All right, so Joel, I guess just to get things started, once again, congrats on being selected by the Broncos 9th overall in the draft this year.
Thank you very much.
First things first, what are your thoughts getting selected by the Broncos?
Pretty surreal experience. I think it's something I've dreamed of since I was a young guy. So being drafted alone was pretty special, but being able to watch the Broncos kind of progress over the years and now being able to call myself a Bronco is a pretty special thing.
Where were you and how did you find out you were selected by Swift Current?
I was actually sitting in a grade 10 class as I'm taking a grade 10 course in school right now. And a buddy of mine, I was hoping to find out myself, but my Wi-Fi must have been a little bit laggier than his, and he was losing it. So I found out from a friend from my team, but pretty special moment, something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Sure. Now for yourself, was there any thought of maybe where you wanted to go or when you even thought you might go in the draft?
Personally, I would have never anticipated going 9th overall. I mean, it's a pretty big honor, a pretty big, tremendous honor to, you know, be drafted in that position in the draft. And I mean, no matter where you go, I'm really happy that, you know, Swift was the place to take me. And I think I'm going to be a great fit for the organization.
Now, what do you know about Swift Current here being drafted by the Broncos?
Honestly, I can't say I know a lot about Swift Current. I've probably drove through it a couple of times with my team this year, but you know, I have a few friends that were drafted and kind of went through the organization, so I've had some tremendous feedback from them, and they have nothing but good things to say about the Broncos organization. I'm really looking forward to you know, being a part of it.
You mentioned you never thought you'd go quite this high, and what is it do you think that the Jamie Porter and the Swift Current Broncos saw in you to take you that high?
I think I have a really tremendous leadership ability. I think my positivity has the ability to change the entire outlook of a team in split seconds. For those of whom were at the Alberta Cup, you could tell when the energy was up on our bench. We were originally the underdog coming into the tournament, and I think we raised a lot of eyebrows because of, you know, how energetic the team was and how ready to go we were. And I think I had a really strong ability to kind of dictate that, and I think that's a really, really good you know, quality to have. So I think maybe that's what he saw in me, that you know, he has the ability to change a game, change the pace of a game, and, you know, change the mentality of his players. So I think that's probably what Jamie saw in me, and hopefully what he saw in me, because I mean, I think Swift Current really plays like that. I think they're really determined, and you look at the way they put up a fight against the Pats this year, it's pretty unbelievable. So I can't wait to be a part of the organization in a few years and hopefully putting up, you know, banners in the arena and winning the Memorial Cup with them.
Perfect. And now for yourself on ice, do you consider yourself more of a defensive defenseman, offensive, somewhere in between? What do you think of yourself in that way?
I'm a really aggressive, hardworking defenseman. I'll be the first guy up in the rush, and I'll be the first guy back to, you know, support my teammates, getting the puck out of our zone and making that good first pass. I have a really good physical presence that I've kind of developed here over the last few months, and I play with some anger in my game. So I think all those abilities are what makes me, you know, Joel Sexsmith as a hockey player, and I'm really proud of them.
And now being a defenseman coming to Swift Current, a place where even just this season, guys like Max Lajoie, who with the Ottawa Senators has a deal signed up there, a guy like Colby Sissons, you're seeing some defensemen kind of come through the system. How exciting is that for you as far as even bigger dreams beyond the WHL?
Well, it's pretty unbelievable to think of. And it's been a, you know, a pretty special day. And when you hear things like that, especially with the organization itself, I know, you know, Manny's done a great job with the team over the past few years here. He's really turned things around, and I've heard nothing but great things about him. And I'm thrilled to be a part of that, and I'm really looking forward to hopefully being one of his prized possessions in the future.
I guess for yourself now too, I assume by the sounds of it, the WHL is definitely the route you want to be taking as the next step in your career.
Absolutely. I'm determined to play in the Western Hockey League. I've grown up watching, guys go through it, and I know what it's like, and I know what it has to offer, and I think it's, the best possible route for me, and I think my family agrees. I'm physically and mentally ready. I moved away from home this year, so, I kind of know what the situation's like with the billet, and, it's going to be a really cool ride, and I'm really looking forward to, playing for the Broncos here in the future.
And then just kind of quickly looking at the flip side of things, obviously as a player, you're always kind of working to get better, always trying to improve. What does Joel Sexsmith need to do to become yet the best player that he can? What are the things you maybe need to have to work on still?
I think no matter what, I just got to keep working. I think that's the thing that set me apart from a lot of guys this year, and probably why my stock rise so much is because I haven't stopped working. I've been determined. I set a goal for myself at the start of the year, and once I surpassed it, I set another one. So I think that's a really big thing for me, and I think that's what I need to keep doing, keep setting goals for myself, and, once I complete those goals, make another one, and hopefully I'll get to that point. So a lot of goal setting, just a lot of hard work, and, remaining mentally and physically strong, in the future here, and I think that's what's going to separate me from the other players.
So with that said, then, what is that next goal for yourself?
I think it's to play in the WHL. I think it's an achievable goal now that the draft went by, and I've seen where I was positioned, but, that means really nothing until, main camp, and, that's where you really start to see the team form, and I can't wait to compete against the older guys, and I've heard nothing but great things about, the players there and, the coaches and the staff. So I think I really just need to prove myself as a person and a player, and everything will be fine.
Well, once again, congratulations on being selected 9th overall this year by the Swift Current Broncos, and look forward to hopefully seeing you at camp here down the road.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate a few minutes.